This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you're interested in hearing updates about the trucking industry and electronic logging devices, the Midwest Truckers Association has you covered. Executive Vice President Don Schaefer says this year's annual meeting and truck show will highlight key issues truck drivers and trucking companies are facing, and it's all available to you at the Peoria Civic Center.
It starts 2 weeks away. It's 2 weeks away. It starts 2 weeks from Friday at the Peoria Civic Center up in Peoria. The truck show itself is free. It's held in coordination with the Midwest Truckers Association annual convention. A lot of opportunities for a lot of things to see, a lot of new equipment, a lot of new services. Pretty much if you are a truck owner or a truck operator, be a farmer, construction company, trucking company, what have you, there is something there to see for you and really get some new ideas and some actually some great deals, because most of the people there are more than happy to sell you something while you're there.
A lot of important topics are also going to be discussed, and you and I have talked about these over the last year, but this is part of the annual convention. But you've got a lot of good speakers lined up. This is going to be really informational.
Yeah, this year, I mean, the big thing, of course, we've talked about, and anyone who owns a truck, the big thing has been this electronic logs that they've had to install into trucks. There have been a lot of questions about, am I exempt? Or do I need them? And so we've pretty well, winnowed that thing out. The law has been to effect now for just about a month, but there are exemptions, especially the agricultural exemptions and some of the blanket exemptions that are out there for a couple months because, for example, like livestock haulers, I don't think the federal government knows how to deal with livestock haulers. And thus they have basically said to that, and on the ag side, hey, we're going to take a couple of months to try to figure this out. And in the meantime, if you have to have ELDs, put them in there. But if there are issues out there that have said, well, we aren't going to put you out of service. We aren't going to shut you down if you don't have it. And we aren't going to ding your safety rating if you don't have it, between now and April. So that's a big thing. Now, to get your questions answered, we have got the Chief Safety Officer for the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration will be at the convention Friday morning for the opening session at 8:30. Jack Van Steenberg, his office has basically been the one which oversaw, I don't know which one that is.
We know what you mean.
You know what we mean. Okay, yeah. Anyway, they're the ones that were in charge of putting the rule into effect on ELDs. And so he'll be there to answer a lot of questions. He'll probably duck a few, too, but, there's going to be it should be a lively discussion on electronic logs. And hopefully they can get them answered in a good, timely way. And we're glad he's coming because you want to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, whatever the answer is.
Absolutely.
And this will be pretty clear when he's there.
When you and I talked last month, it was just a few days before that December 18th deadline when things were going to be in effect. And we do have that exemption for people involved in agriculture. Mm-hmm. How are things going in Illinois with people that you talk to? Do we have a pretty good understanding of ELDs, or is there still some confusion?
No, there's still some confusion. I mean, I think a lot of people, they procrastinated because they thought maybe there'd be a delay. The feds basically said, no, there was not going to be a delay. And then there was a delay, So, mm-hmm. And that was confusing in itself because some people were going, well, am I exempt? If I'm not exempt, what do I have to do? And then the problem we also had was that so many people were putting ELDs in at the last minute, the actual component into the truck, that the manufacturers of the ELD equipment and the dealers were swamped. And there were a lot of people who, had the equipment in there, but they couldn't get it turned on, because the companies were swamped trying to program stuff and that caused a problem. But on the other hand, we've seen, it hasn't made too much noise. I think people, once they get them in their truck, and they figure out how to operate them, which is not that difficult, then, they seem to understand it and they can see how it works. The big thing this has done, though, is that it's really, you know, the big complaint from truckers has been, you know, you're gonna once I turn that thing on, it's going. I've got only so many hours to get my work done. And if they have to sit forever waiting to get loaded or unloaded at a facility, that's eating into their travel time. And this has brought this issue out to the forefront, that the burden's going to fall on the shippers to get these guys loaded and unloaded faster, because if they don't, you know, they're going to shut down. And that's, we're seeing it right now. You go to the rest areas, instead of people pulling into the rest areas at 8 o'clock at night, there are people pulling in now at 7 or 6 o'clock at night to make sure that they can get a parking place, because of the fact that, basically the truck shuts down, you know, and if it comes up to that time and my time's up, I'm either going to be on an on-ramp, an off-ramp, and a truck stop. I may be on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. But I can't travel because this is going to flag me as being in violation of the rules in terms of how many hours I can drive.
So that's an issue, definitely.
Yeah, it's a big issue. And I think, you know, it's going to take a little time to get this figured out. But I think, you know, truck operators say, you know, let's take a second look at this whole regulation. You know, maybe let me drive or let me rest for 7 hours and then I'll take 3 hours off later on for rest. I could be a lot more productive. I could be a lot more restful if I can use my 10 hours in various ways instead of having to take it all at once.
Sure, sure.
Because what it basically does is that it forces most of these truck operators to all shut down at the same time and to all turn back on, you know, get back on the highway at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most dangerous place to be on is a highway at Monday morning at 5 a.m. because that's when every truck in the country pretty much is back on the road and you've got a glut of trucks that are on the road right there at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens. Both big issues, and I know, find out more and hear updates at the annual convention. Don, other stuff is going to be talked about, too. I know there's demonstrations. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, we've got, you know, it's kind of fun to watch the state police do a truck inspection inside, you know, and nice and warm inside the Civic Center. So they can do it. They can watch a level one truck inspection. And basically what it does, it's what the cops would do right on the side of the road. And we get a truck, you know, it's got some problems with it, but we watch the cops, you know, find the problems, and you can watch over and see it too. And it gives people a chance to ask the state police officers questions. And, you know, it's kind of, it's not an adversarial type of a situation. You know, no one's getting tickets, no one's in any trouble. But you can ask, you know, what about this, what about that? And those are fun. We do those sessions a couple times each day on Friday and on Saturday. So there's they're a lot of fun. For mechanics, we're doing a brake certification class. It's a 3-hour class on Friday, and people want to get certified on brakes so they can do brake repairs and inspections. We're doing brake certification classes. A lot of truck operators are wondering, you know, what does the new Trump tax plan mean for us? And we're going to do a session on that. It's detailed, you know, how the new tax reform is going to affect small businesses like truck operators, what they need to look out for and how to prepare in 2018, because the new tax plan will be in effect and they should make sure that they've got everything tweaked so that they can take advantage of the tax benefits that are in the tax plan.
So, as I said, lots of informational items going to be discussed.
Oh, I mean, I can go on. And really, if people are interested, they can look at, go to our website, www.midwesttruckshow.com. And in there, you'll see the complete schedule. We do a thing called fast break sessions, which are 1-hour sessions, real quick. But they're open to anybody and everybody. So if you're at the truck show, you know, if you aren't registered for the convention, fine, but you can go. You can go to these fast break sessions, fast track sessions, and there's no charge. And that's the brake certification, information on health insurance, the ELD management, how to take care of your ELD systems, emission systems. You know, we've got some legal sessions on the CDLs and tickets and how to, you know, prepare and take care of yourself and protect yourself. So there's a whole bunch of these fast-track sessions that are open to the public. Anyone can go And again, that's on our website too. They can look at that schedule.
All right, sounds good. You said a couple weeks away, so dates and location again.
The dates are Friday, February 2nd, and Saturday, February 3rd, 9 to 5 on Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday at the Peoria Civic Center. There are free tickets. Doesn't cost you to get in, but you need to fill out a ticket form. You can get that online. You can get that at a lot of the truck dealerships. You can get that at repair facilities. Plus, we have them if you get, for example, if you get Farm Week from the Illinois Farm Bureau. You'll see our ad in there. Just tear it out, bring it in. That'll get you free admission. A wide variety of other publications have it. And you can just walk up to the registration desk at the Civic Center, fill out a form there, and you can walk right in.
Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. Looking at community events, a friendly reminder that the Carlinville FFA alumni is hosting a dinner auction this Saturday. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for children 12 and under. Those are available at C&B Bank and Trust and PJ's Tire in Carlinville. And doors open at 5:30 at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.